We will move on with Dr. Dender Ndulu, who is a professor of surgery and a general surgeon and a liver specialist and a liver transplant surgeon at the University of Marmara in Istanbul, Turkey.
It's a great honor and pleasure for me to be here. Thank you very much for your invitation. And I don't have any financial relationship. Hydatid disease has been known since the time of Hippocrates, who described it's a liver full of water. And liver, 50 to 70% of the cysts are located in the liver. As we see in this map, red colors of the mainly endemic area, but because of the immigration, we can see this disease in the rest of the world also. Clinical presentation generally asymptomatic, but when it is symptomatic, usually abdominal discomfort, loss of appetite and pain. Other presentation is infection, rupture, and pressure to the adjunct organs, and usually diagnosed incidentally. One of the complications is intrabiliary rupture, most seen complication, and 80 to 90% of it is occult. And frank rupture, 5 to 10% we can see as a cholangitis or pancreatitis. As for the surgical techniques, we can divide two main ways, radical or conservative. Radical way is pericystectomy totally, or liver resection, and even liver transplantation. Conservative therapy is partial cystectomy or partial pericystectomy with unroofing and managing the cyst cavity with the omentoplasty or external drainage. Perioperative of the surgical techniques is from 0 to 3.4% and septic mainly because of the septic complication or anaphylaxis. As it is mentioned, albendazole, there is no randomized controlled trial, but 1 week prior to surgery and continued at least 4 weeks after the operation. Surgery for the usually complicated cyst, ruptured cyst, or if the cyst has biliary communication and compressed with vital structure, secondary infection or hemorrhagia. Or if it is unsuitable for percutaneous treatment and cyst, if it is more than 10 centimeter or superficial cyst, risky for traumatic rupture and when percutaneous treatment are not available. Intraperitoneal rupture is, we can see it 1 to 8% and it may occur spontaneously or after traumatic injury. And result with the anaphylactic reaction, 1 to 12% of the patient. The main goals of the surgery are eliminate local disease, removal of the intra-abdominal protoscolex, irrigate the peritoneal cavity with sufficient scolloidal agents after the intervention. As we see in this picture or on those pictures, we can do the radical surgery, but we do mainly this kind of surgery for the malignancy and has a risk of the mortality for such a kind of surgery. And in this paper, they show that they do the liver resection with the touching of the inferior vena cava. But they show that morbidity, it is double of the conservative surgical patients, and also mortality, 5%, with the patient of the conservative surgery is zero. And no recurrence in both groups. In another paper, they show that they can do the major hepatectomy and morbidity, it was 26% and mortality, it was 2%. So this is a benign disease, and this is another sample. This patient received operation, and after the operation, they show that she suffered from the Bhatt-Chiari syndrome. So Large cysts often involve the inferior vena cava and displace the hepatic veins, and attempts to dissect outside the cyst are hazardous and unnecessary. Liver surgery for hepatic disease is predominantly performed by liver surgeons, and whose resources are frequently limited. And surgeons who do not have extensive training and experience in liver surgery should not be attempt to resect hepatic disease. On the other hand, meticulous and careful conservative surgery for this benign disease gives good result and unnecessary operative mortality. The mortality risk of undiagnosed hepatic liver cyst due to complication is approximately 0.5%. In other words, all the treatment modalities on hepatic liver cyst should try to achieve an overall mortality less than 0.5%. So performing a radical surgery for a benign disease with a higher mortality with the aim of preventing potential complication is not acceptable. It is not easy to say as a liver surgeon such a kind of things, but we should have to. So liver resection is only the surgical therapy for Echinococcus multilocularis or atrophic liver lobe as a result of biliary obstruction. Large bile leak cannot be safely managed with a raw loop, peripherally placed cyst, and pedunculated lesion. As for the laparoscopic surgery, there is some disadvantage of it, a limited space for instrumentation and controlling of the spillage during the puncture. It is not so easy and difficult to aspirating the thick degenerated cyst contents. And pneumoperitoneum can exert pressure on the hepatic cyst and increase the risk of fluid contamination. Conservative surgery is simple and safe than radical surgery, suited for endemic area where the operations are performed by general surgeon and no special equipment is required and liver tissue is neither entered or resected. Cystectomy consists of punction, aspiration and injection. There is a cyst, it is aspirated and after that removing all the contents and unroofing. After the unroofing, we can use also protocolloidal agent. And after that, as for the management of the residual cavity, we can use the omentum as a flap. We can prepare it and we can put it to the cavity. If the cavity has a large volume, a temporary drain is placed into the cavity. And omentum has a natural absorptive capacity, decrease the risk of infection and minimize the fistula formation. Complication of surgery, secondary infection of cystic cavity, intra-abdominal abscess, biliary fistula, sclerosing cholangitis, secondary echinococcus, anaphylaxis and recurrence. When a connection identified intraoperatively, we suture the bile duct, omentopexy, cholecystectomy, and effective external drainage or insertion of a T-tube is choices. And we can do the ERCP, sphincterotomy, nasobiliary drainage after the operation if we see. And this is also very bad complication. Scolosidal agent, if the entering the biliary tree, it can cause a sclerosing cholangitis and maybe sometime finalize with the liver transplantation. If it is localized, we can do the endoscopic stenting or surgery. So recurrence conservatives after the conservative surgery is between the 0 and 18% and after the radical surgery is between the 0 and 9, 7 to 9%. What is the predictive factors for complication? Laparoscopic approach, cyst larger than 7 cm, history of liver hepatic cyst and number of cysts in the liver. Pericystectomy must be avoided for a cyst near to the hepatic veins or inferior vena cava. One of the most important things is the surgeon's degree of the practice. This is the alveolaris, and it is a parasitic disease. And we don't resect the colon for the this parasite. So we should have to find some solution for the this parasitic disease also. At the end, for the alveolaris echinococcus, it's a potentially fatal and chronic progressive hepatic infection, and fatal outcome may occur 95% of untreated patients. So, and they are very aggressive. They can invade all the organs and all the vessels, including vena cava, portal pedicle. And for those patients, liver resection is the main, only the way for the treatment. I don't know if I have time. I would like to show some.
Couple of minutes.
Okay. With the cholangiography, we can see here the some bile fistula, and we check with the ultrasonography. After the putting gauze with the hypertonic saline solution around the cystic area, this is contaminated with the biliary fistula, and after that we are open the cystic wall. Unroofing of the cyst. This is the cavity of the cyst, and you see it's a very close relationship with the vessels. And from the cystic tube, we are giving the serum isotonic or methylene blue, and we saw the orifice of the bile duct, and we are putting the suture now. And in this, in the same patient, there is another region. We can do the hepatectomy for small region. Just putting the drain. This is another patient. Just I would like to mention about the importance of the intraoperative ultrasonography, because after the operation we saw another cavity deeper site, and we opened there also. We should have to use the intraoperative ultrasonography during the operation to not to miss the other region during the operation. Thank you very much.
Great.